It's a Beaver Fever Friday. I'm Kelly Schultz. With me is Tess Dusick, a freshman forward from Oak Bluff, Manitoba. Tess, what made you choose to come to Bemidji State to play hockey?
When I was looking around for schools, I was looking for a place where I would feel at home, where like the coaches would be good to me, have a good philosophy, and the team would also have a good atmosphere, so Bemidji just felt like home to me.
How much fun has it been playing in this Bemidji Regional Event Center?
I love it. It's pretty much like the girls' big-time league, so you can't get anything better than this.
How much fun has it been playing alongside your Beaver squad?
Fun. It's good to play with the people that have good, like, better talent than what I'm used to. Like, usually, like, when you're playing back in high school, the talent kind of seems to drop off a little bit, but now it's just like I'm freshman back in high school, so I need to pick it up and just compete and keep up with them.
How long have you been playing hockey, and who inspired you to start?
Well, funny thing was that I was watching my brother play hockey, and I wasn't the type of person that would actually be like out there and outgoing. I was kind of shy at the time, so my brother, who's actually was 2 years younger, so he was 5 years old at the time, he was playing hockey, and then I watched his practice with my dad, and I was like, Dad, I want to play, like, sign me up. And he's like, well, we can't because, like, the season already started, everybody's registered and all that. So I was like, no, Dad, we have to go. I want to get equipment. Let's go play. So next day, you know, we're out getting equipment, and I was on the team. So.
Okay, I have to ask, you're 6 feet tall. I know in Canada, is basketball a big deal? Did you ever get recruited to play that sport?
Well, I used to play basketball, volleyball, lacrosse, too. So when I went to Balmoral Hall in grade 10, was a prep school, we had hockey, the same schedule as this, so there was no extra time to do any other activities. So I had to stop playing volleyball, which I loved. It was very hard to give up, so volleyball was a big one for me.
Have you decided on a major yet, or are you still undecided?
Yeah, I've decided to go with exercise science, so I could be an athletic therapist back home in Canada.
Well, it's still early in the season. What has been your favorite moment of this season so far?
Probably beating Mercyhurst. There's nothing you can't live without that. And, of course, beating Duluth, too. First time in, 50 games, I think it was. So that was a good thrill.
Being a freshman, obviously part of that Fab Five that you guys call yourself, what kind of advice have you sought from your upperclassmen or from your captains?
Just don't get, down on yourself. Keep pushing. Just play like you can. Don't, try to do something out of the ordinary. Play your game. Play you're supposed to.
You've been switched on to a couple of different lines this season. Obviously, it's early on. Would you say you have favorite players that you play alongside of, or are you just willing to be out there wherever the coach puts you?
You know, it's all about what the coach thinks for their team. If certain players are going to play well together, then put them together. But it's pretty early in the season, and I think we're just trying to get the hang of things. So switch around with food players doesn't hurt.
Being 6 feet tall, you're the tallest player on this hockey team. I noticed this last weekend, got a penalty. Does that kind of stand you out from the crowd when, you know, you're trying to get the puck? Obviously, you're battling for it. Do you feel that your height can be an advantage or a disadvantage?
Sometimes, but most of the time, I feel like it's an advantage. You can pretty much power over anybody if you have that strength and you have that speed. But I know, especially in high school, they're playing against kids that are 5'2", 5'3", and you just put a little bit of pressure on them and they fall down. It's happening here too, but not as much. But I think it's an advantage if you use it wisely.
Prepping for this weekend against North Dakota, what is your team working on to get ready for the Fighting Sioux?
Keep playing how we've been playing the past few weeks or whatever against. Start off with Mercyhurst, an awesome win against them. Then I traveled through St. Cloud, clean sweep, and then UMD, we got the first win, so split that series. Just to continue what we're doing right now and push through and hopefully get the 2 wins this weekend.
Tess, how hungry are you to get your first college goal or point?
Oh, man. It's coming. I hope so. It's kind of frustrating, but I know it's going to come. Last weekend at 2-on-1. I don't know what happened, but her glove got out of nowhere and I kind of got mad, but it's pushing me to drive even further.
It'll come. It'll come. I believe that. Friday night, a huge win for Bemidji State. I mean, your team already beat number one Mercyhurst earlier this season. You come out here, you shut down the Bulldogs in 50 games, like you said. What was it like afterward knowing that your team had gotten past that bump?
It just proves that Bemidji's on the rise with our program and that we're actually, we can do things. We can probably get to where we're supposed to be this year. And I believe that we can. We'll get up there. Just keep pushing.
Do you think Saturday's loss, I know your team wanted a sweep, What was the mindset of your team afterward? Did you just say, you know, hey, they just got the best of us? Or was it a learning lesson to look forward and just say, okay, forget about this one and move on?
I think we kind of started off slow Saturday and realized that they actually wanted to win this game back because that was their first loss to us in 50 games. So they're kind of like, what happened? So they started off strong. We started to pick it up. And then I think that just after the game, we were kind of quiet and just like we let it slip a little bit. But we know what to do for this weekend.
Well, good luck, Tess. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
More of Midday Live is on the way from 92.1 The River.